project started in January 2010 in our senior studio, our last senior studio. One of the criteria that they gave us early on was they wanted it to feel like a lively, living laboratory.
You know, the engineers have Duffield they go to, or the business school has the atrium, and you know, before the commons, human ecology didn't really have that, so I think for me that's always been the goal.
We're a small college, so there's sort of a friendly atmosphere. We wanted to have everybody to like, have a place in the commons.
How could we create a space that allows sort of the sharing of knowledge between the different departments, a place where PAM could be, where DEA could be, where FSAG could be, and you could have this sort of spontaneous sharing of the common threads that connect us and the common threads that connect our research and our sort of our topical approach to the human experience.
I think just working out all the technical aspects of a design that's actually going to get built was something that we never really had to do before.
It was dealing with the realities of a project that was actually going to be built, since so many times we're working on imaginary projects.
It was really interesting because it was a new learning model for the students to have this sort of partnership, as well as from the perspective of the department being able to give students an opportunity to work on a real project in real time and think about all these points of view associated with the project.
It was always, at least in the beginning, it was kind of touch and go whether our design would be chosen. You're in competition with the architects, so they could either take our design or just go with what the architects had already proposed. It pushed us as a studio to work harder, to be like, no, we want our design to get built. We want our design to be the one that gets chosen, and to do that, we sort of had to make sure we had justification for pretty much all of the design decisions.
It motivated us, and it was a really good challenge to get us to push ourselves. Throughout the whole process, I was pretty involved in sort of space planning and layout. We really wanted it to be flexible and support all the various needs of the college. It was actually a real challenge because the commons is this long, narrow space.
We tried to arrange the furniture in a way that sort of works with the natural circulation of the space. The ceilings are quite high, about 21 feet, so we wanted to bring it down to a more intimate human scale level.
The space is all about sort of the details and the research that went into how humans and how human ecology will use this space. The point that was really made early on by administration and facilities was that this common space is to be a link between the two buildings.
We've worked a lot with the existing architecture and tried to respond to it. And you know, one element we dealt with was the red wall. You know, coming into the space kind of signals the new human ecology building. So that almost, you know, it creates this sort of portal, you know, as you enter, and it's kind of subtle, but you know, it's a gesture that kind of represents what's going on in the space.
That was really helpful, as well as getting some practical knowledge of, you know, how to spec furniture, how to pick fabric samples, how to, you know, do that whole tech spec process.
I think it's invaluable to be able to learn how to work with other people, and especially with design, like, you're never working by yourself. I just think it was a great learning experience to be able to, you know, work on teams and have to learn how to switch teams and then, you know, buy into another idea. And I really think the space will feel different than the other community spaces on campus. So I think that's important to me too, that we were involved in, you know, making this really special place that people will remember when they come to human ecology.